He's in position, folks. Ready to go. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. It's Bob.
BJC, Lardis Lament.
Yeah. How'd you know my nom de plume?
Yeah, I know it.
I'm not the one that sounds like a Muppet character whenever you go from one place to another. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm alright.
Can you help me pick out my testicles?
Yeah.
They're sitting over there in the lounge chair.
Yeah.
What's this Nick Nolte voice tonight?
Well, they goddamn convict Reggie Hammond there.
Jeez. Sounds like you had a much rougher life than you really have had.
Why do you know about your convict about that?
I've been very busy here lately, you know.
Yes, very busy.
Overly busy, really. But anyhow,
overly busy. Whoa.
I'm overly. If you want, you know, the scale, overly.
He's off the charts busy, people.
He's off the charts busy. There you go.
He's off the charts busy.
So yeah. I was out of town for about a week for work, and
yeah.
You know, the only respite when you travel like that is you get to go out to dinner, you know.
Yeah.
And I was with some other colleagues, and you know, if it was just me, I'd probably just get drive-through and go back to the hotel or something, but they always want to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we have to go to Backwater Jack's. And I'm like, all right, you know. It's down at Lake of the Ozarks, and there's this place. I'm like, where the hell is this place at? Number one, how far away is this thing?
Yeah.
You know, well, I'd never been there by car, only by boat.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, well, we ain't got no boat, you know what I mean? We gotta...
Yeah.
So then everybody commences with the smartphones trying to figure out where Backwater Jack's is. And anyway, we finally found it, you know. And I'm like, all right, I've got the biggest company car, so I'll drive everybody. Everybody piles in, you know. And I drive on over there, and you drive, and it's really not that far. I was surprised how close it was. I'd never even heard of this place. It sounded a little, you know, it sounded a little like Salmonella Sal's or something, if you ask me. But so we're winding around, and then you get off the main road, and you go down and around, because all these, you know, if you've ever been to Lake of the Ozarks, or just any of these, I mean, every place has got their local... you know, touristy destination place, I'm assuming, that's got water and, you know, stuff like that.
I was there as a little boy.
You were there as a little, that's right, you were a little boy.
I was a little boy once, yeah.
And so anyway, there's a lot of, the Lake of the Ozarks is very, it's a man-made lake, and there's a lot of fingers and inlets and everything, and so you're always driving onto one of these peninsulas down to the end of it in order to get to these eateries, yeah. Because, you know, that way they can have the boats and the water and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so we get down there, and everything's on a hill at Lake of the Ozarks because, you know, the nature of it. And so we go down this hill, we park, and here we are, Backwater Jack's, you know, this place out in the middle of the woods. And it's, you know, there's music, there's live music, there's people drinking, it's like a party thing, you know.
Yeah.
We go in, and I love the fact... Now, I did not pick this place, just so you know. I'm just putting that out there, that it was not not me who chose the venue. And I'm looking, and they got T-shirts for sale.
Yeah.
It's got, like, this guy who looks, you know, like, mildly Australian, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, Backwater Jack, and... And then it's got this one with this woman with these giant bobbers in front of her breasts.
Uh-huh.
And it says, you know, like, let your bobbers free or something like that, you know, Backwater Jack.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of place that this is Miles' title, you know, hanging out by the bathroom territory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you. And, So we go in, and there's all these young women, waitresses, you know, dressed in these T-shirts that have, you know, snarky sayings like, you know, show us your tits and stuff like that. So,
yeah, okay, wait, I'm making reservations right now.
Yeah, you love it. For me, it was way too loud and way too annoying. And it's all like...
How far is this from St. Louis?
It's about 2 to 3 hours. Anyway. So there's all these levels that you can eat. You know, there's all these stairs and all these levels. There's little terraces outside. You know, the main building, it's got like, you know, just a few, you know, a couple dozen seats in it. And everything else is outside by the lake. And so we're waiting. And it's a whole, you know, shit show with the... Nobody knows who's next, and it's loud, and there's a big bar, and then everybody gets a drink, and it's a whole, you know, everything's happening. And so finally we get our table down on one of these terraces, and we're kind of in the nook, like the back corner of this terrace.
Yeah.
And people are walking above us, right, on the ledge there, the railing.
Uh-huh.
So I spent most of my dinner, you know, eating my dinner, unintentionally looking up people's pants. Because they're right there.
I want to go here now, yeah.
The shorts, and then there's this chick with these super short shorts with her ass cheek hanging out there. It was a whole thing.
Did you get your camera phone out?
Mm. No, I did not. Mm. I did not.
Sure.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm getting a message here. I gotta get it. A secret message is coming to me.
Bob's doing a little upskirting, huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, no, I was not. It was very embarrassing for me. I could hardly eat because of all the, you know, cottage cheese pouring out of these Daisy Dukes, you know what I'm saying?
Where people plugged it out to you, like, hey, Bob, look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was, things were mentioned and pointed at and everything, yeah. But now, you have to know that there was, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 of us, I can't remember. And there's only me and another guy. All the rest were women. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the funny thing was, it was either, like, really young. I mean, we were the, you know, odd people out, because we're kind of middle-aged people, you know.
Yeah.
It was either, like, really young people in their 20s and early 30s, or, like, people in their 60s. That's the only two sets of people here. And they're all drinking, like, heavily.
Yeah.
And I guess what I was... What I'm told is one of the trends down at the Lake of the Ozarks is these places now, they make a pool. They have a pool in the bar.
Oh, okay.
And so you can, and then there's a bar in the pool, so you can swim out there and get drinks.
Yeah.
And swim around, and I mean, you're by the lake, but there's like a clean pool for you right there.
Sure.
And so there's a few ladies in the pool. Swimming around. We could see those as well. They were on a lower level. So, you know, it was just a lot of eyeballing going on. And then a really bad house band who, you know, they don't forget to do your Nick Nolte. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses, blah, 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 blah. You know.
Yeah.
some kind of rinky, you know, VS playing crappy music.
Yeah.
So we eat, and I'm like, this is just too much, and I'm not enjoying myself greatly, as you would be.
Yeah.
If you were to go down, I would laugh with you, you know, oogling everybody and so forth, but...
Oh, yeah, it sounds like, yeah, you weren't oogling everybody.
No,
yeah.
I was really trying not to. I mean, there was, you know...
Yeah, well, that's a yes. That's a yes.
So, anyway...
Trying not to.
So, we finally get, you know, it's just kind of a disaster. Service is terrible, and the food was okay. It wasn't great, and it was noisy, and these guys sucked as a band, and, you know... But everybody was having a good time because they're all drinking. So, we get ready to leave. This is the kicker. We get ready to leave, and so people are kind of filing out because we all did separate checks, and it took a while. And so as you paid, you'd walk up over to the balcony and kind of look over at everybody in the lake and everything in the pool. And I go up to one of my coworkers, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Look, see this lady down here in the pool?" I'm like, "Yeah." "She's peeing in the pool." I'm like, "What?"
"What?"
She's like, "Look. She is peeing in the pool. Right now, she's peeing. She's peeing in the pool." I go, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Nobody goes into a pool." This woman walks out into this pool, lifts up, she has like a cover-up, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
So she's wearing a bathing suit, but she has one of those cover-ups. She lifts up the cover-up, stands there, kind of swishes around a little bit, kind of waist deep in the water. Holding her cover-up up. And then gets out before we leave. She's like, "She just peed in the pool. She just went and peed in the pool." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?
Shit.
Are you?" And all of this point, most of our group is watching this. And everybody's speculating. And I'm like, "Oh, I wish there was dye in there. And I wish there was, you know." But yeah, this woman went and peed in the pool. It was pretty, it was just like a little kid would do. Except this was a, you know, an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You still want to go, or?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to see that.
You want to go swimming?
Yes, I would go swimming, yes.
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. So that was the whole conversation on the way back to the hotel. You know, come on down to, come on down to Crisswater Jack's and take a pee in our pool.
Yeah.
Oh, it was disgusting, really.
Did you run down there like, me next?
Yeah, no, it was weird. She just walked in, swished around a bit, and walked back out. Yeah.
What reason would you...
Well, I'll tell you, here's the reason. The bathroom's on the tallest level.
Uh-huh.
She's all the way at the lowest level.
Oh, I see.
So she, like, much like you, the laziness factor kicked in.
Yeah.
And she did not want to walk up several flights of stairs to, these things aren't, you know, disability friendly. There's no ramps or elevators or anything. You got to walk up all these stairs to get back to the bathroom, which is in the main building. And, she peed in the pool.
Bladder or something, you know.
Like, yeah, she seemed to be pretty happy peeing in the pool. She was laughing and, you know, carrying on. And I think maybe it was a bet or something, you know. It could have been a bet.
I'll bet you $10 you'll not go in there and take a piss in that pool.
Yeah, it could have been. Or I'll buy you, you know, two drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
If you go pee in that pool. And then she went and did it.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like,
Did she notice, like, all you guys staring and checking her out?
Oh, yeah. Well, people, it definitely was a place to watch people.
Yeah.
No matter what you were doing, you know, pissing in the pool or not. It was
looking
a people
watching. Looking at her shirts, watching them pee. And...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, for you, there were some older ladies there that were pretty nice looking. You would have really gotten, either way, you were set.
I think I'm going to have to go there. Now,
I think if you stick around long enough, there's no chance you would go home alone. Just saying.
Wow, really?
One way or the other. Either one, you know, older or younger. You would have hit the jackpot either way.
Maybe both.
So yeah, so head on down to Pisswater Jack's and you know, have, take a dip in the pee pool. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. It's your kind of scene, you know. There's water sports.
You know, you're talking me into this more and more. You know how to pitch an idea. So I'm like, really? Because I love upskirting, okay. And I love seeing.
Come on and swim in the septic tank. It's all good.
Bobber boobies.
And yep, bobber boobies, and you know all kinds of good stuff.
You should be a hawker for this place. You know, hey.
Yeah, really. Come on down.
Those guys, the flip signs. You know, hey, mm-hmm. We're here.
So yeah, it was quite the show, and it was only like I think it was a Wednesday night. I don't think it was anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to write home about. You know, I mean, maybe Thursday. I can't remember, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing too out of the ordinary there.
I got such a road trip, huh? All right.
Well, you know, I know where it's at. I'll take you there.
Yeah, by boat.
By boat, if you want. Yeah, we'll get a boat.
A little boat,
whatever you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like that.
What's going on with you? Anything? Or?
I was looking up some skirts, watching people pee, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, trying to cover my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole weekend was like I was just wearing the wrong colors, you know.
Oh, really? You didn't get a pee in the pool?
I did not pee in the pool. I was not in a pool. I was just wearing different sports shirts and such.
Yeah, you're not wearing a Bears jersey and a Bears hat?
It's too hot for a jersey. It'll get really hot.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, you just see, every time I see a picture of you, that's all you're wearing, so.
Well, I have nothing else that fits anymore. Everything's like a Bally shirt. I look like Britney Spears walking around, basically.
You know these things are made to have pads underneath them, don't you?
Yeah. No, I have nothing else that fits, man. Like,
Well, I'm sorry.
Go to the Ted Nonning store or something.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you get some. Go to the Joanne Fabrics and make yourself a toga or something.
Right, yeah.
So you're wearing the wrong colors all weekend.
Yeah, no, I was wearing like a Bears t-shirt, and I've gone to the gas station with my son.
You need the grizzly size. You're getting the grizzly side bear t-shirt.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, I was wearing a Bears t-shirt. And we pulled up, and there's a guy next to us, and he jumped out of his car first, right?
Okay, gotcha.
It was like some millennial douchebag, you know, which I hate. But,
okay.
And I don't care. We don't have millennials to listen to the show anyway, so.
Yeah, well, they might. I don't know.
And he's all decked out in like some Iowa college bullshit.
Hawkeyes. Hawkeye.
It's mostly black, but it's got some of the gold writing on it, you know, so I can tell maybe he's like into sports, right?
Did you say nice top?
No, I did not say nice top. I think we did kind of the I'm not gay, you know, once over each other, you know, to see what we were wearing, you know. But,
sure, okay.
And so I said, okay, sports fan. He kind of, I don't know, I got a vibe like he wasn't digging my shirt, you know.
What was your shirt again? A Bears shirt?
I was just wearing a Bears shirt. It was not a jersey or anything, you know. It's like, you know, I don't know, like.
It's a regular old Bears shirt.
I'll do your mom if she's not a Bears fan or something. I don't know what I was wearing, something like that.
It wasn't like a F the Packers thing.
I don't know. He just kind of shoots like a quick look, and he's kind of reading the shirt, I can see.
Yeah.
And he's probably not more than about 4 or 5 steps ahead of us, right?
Okay.
And he, like, opens, so he goes to the front doors, and he opens it just enough for him to get in.
Yeah, well, it's not, for you, he's got to open it all the way. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he makes zero attempts to even bolt the door, have it open a fraction where we could grab it. We actually
now, let me ask you this real quick. Were you guys going into a buffet? Because he might have thought, I'm getting nothing unless I can get ahead of this guy by a little bit.
No, you know what? It was not, no. It was the, I was going to the Casey's, as I like to do.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe he wanted to get that last hot dog or something.
I don't, maybe he thought those guys are heading for the ice cream. I know it.
Yeah, you're going to drain the slushy machine.
Right.
Oh, you can drink slushies today at the Casey's.
I don't know. I just got a weird vibe, man. It's like the, like you just open just enough to squeeze in.
Yeah.
Like literally. Literally.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. What's going on?
Maybe that's what he does. Maybe that's his thing.
Maybe he's an asshole. Maybe he's just a huge asshole. You know?
I mean, everybody can't open the door for you. I mean, come on.
I mean, I open the door for most people, I suppose, but, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the bigger the boobies, the more the door goes open, I suppose. But, you know, my policy, but.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'd open it for a veteran or, you know, someone in a wheelchair or something. I'd do that, you know.
Sure.
The beer delivery guy, I'd open it for him, but I don't know. It was just so bizarre. I've never seen anyone just totally.
The donut man.
Just totally, you know, slither into a place.
Maybe that's his deal, man. That's his thing.
I don't know. He's like, okay, so I did that, and then, like, the next day, I impulsively stopped at a garage sale the next town over.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing, like, our home, like, high school stuff. You know, yeah. I was wearing a shirt.
Yeah, the losers. The Iowa
losers. The Hurley Midgets. No, they're at Google it. They're the Hurley, Wisconsin Midgets.
Yeah, I know.
I was there one time. Actually, I saw a basketball game there once. But
A girls' basketball game?
No, it was a boys' basketball game. We were invited by some girls, actually, to go when we were young men.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's a whole different crazy story, though. Yes.
Okay.
And, no, it's like, they're, like, all decked out in, like, the rival team shit. Like, oh, boy, here we go again.
Oh, here we go. Fat guy with the home team.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello?
Fish your bunnies. Fish your bunnies.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was not welcome. I just felt the whole weekend I was not welcome.
Well, that's the way. Somehow you finally got a glimpse of reality.
I know. I think just a big slap of reality has just come down on Miles' title. It's like, wow.
That's the way it normally is. You're just normally oblivious.
I'm just...
Everybody loves me. I'm Miles' title. Hey, boobies.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just going the opposite now. Like, no one likes me. Like, no one
boobies.
Likes me. I'm becoming Jeff Ray.
Yeah, well, you know, after almost 50 years of staring at women's breasts while you're out in public, it kind of, you know, you get a reputation. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.